This is Pastor Brandon, and here are our readings from our reading plan, Seek Him, on Tuesday, January 28th, 2020. We are almost through the month of January, and if you've been with us this whole month, you're almost to that special 30-day marker, which most people say, statistics show, that once you commit to something for 30 days, it can become habitual, meaning you can form a habit of reading God's Word if you just stick with it for 30 days. If this is your first day, just think it's day one, 29 more to go. Just hang in there and keep going with us. Today, we're going to be reading Psalm 18, 7 through 15, Genesis 28, 10 through 29, 14, and Matthew 10, 26 through 42. We'll be starting with Psalm 18, 7 through 15. It says, "Then the earth reeled and rocked. The foundations also of the mountains trembled and quaked because he was angry. Smoke went up from his nostrils and devouring fire from his mouth, glowing coals flamed forth from him. He bowed the heavens and came down. Thick darkness was under his feet. He rode on a cherub and flew. He came swiftly on the wings of the wind. He made darkness his covering, his canopy around him, thick clouds, dark with water, out of the brightness before him. Hailstones and coals of fire broke through his clouds. The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the Most High uttered his voice, hailstones and coals of fire, and he sent out his arrows and scattered them. He flashed forth lightnings and routed them. Then the canals of the sea were seen, and the foundations of the world were laid bare. At your rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of your breath of your nostrils." Genesis 28, 10 through 29, 14. Jacob left Beersheba and went toward Haran. And he came to a certain place and stayed there that night because the sun had set. Taking one of the stones of the place, he put it under his head and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, there was a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, "I am the Lord, the God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie I will give to you and to your offspring. Your offspring shall be like the dust of the earth, and you shall spread abroad to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south. And in you and your offspring shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Behold, I am with you, and I will keep you wherever you go, and will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you." Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it." And he was afraid and said, "How awesome is this place! This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven." So early in the morning, Jacob took the stone that he had put under his head and set it up for a pillar and poured oil on the top of it. He called the name of the place Bethel, but the name of the city was Luz at the first. Then Jacob made a vow saying, "If God will be with me and will keep me in this way that I go, and will give me bread to eat and clothing to wear so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then the Lord shall be my God, and the stone which I have set up for a pillar shall be God's house. And of all that you give me, I will give a full tenth to you." Then Jacob went on his journey and came to the land of the people of the east. As he looked, he saw a well in the field, and behold, three flocks of sheep lying beside it. For out of that well the flocks were watered. The stone on the well's mouth was large, and when all the flocks were gathered there, the shepherd would roll the stone from the mouth of the well and water the sheep, and put the stone back in its place over the mouth of the well. Jacob said to them, "My brothers, where do you come from?" They said, "We are from Haran." He said to them, "Do you know Laban, the son of Nahor?" They said, "We know him." He said to them, "It is well with him." They said, "It is well. And see, Rachel, his daughter, is coming with the sheep." He said, "Behold, it is still high day. It is not time for the livestock to be gathered together. Water the sheep and go pasture them." But they said, "We cannot until all the flocks are gathered together and the stone is rolled from the mouth of the well. Then we water the sheep." While he was still speaking with them, Rachel came with her father's sheep, for she was a shepherdess. Now, as soon as Jacob saw Rachel, the daughter of Laban, his mother's brother, and the sheep of Laban, his mother's brother, Jacob came near and rolled the stone from the well's mouth and watered the flock of Laban, his mother's brother. Then Jacob kissed Rachel and wept aloud. And Jacob told Rachel that he was her father's kinsman and that he was Rebekah's son. And she ran and told her father. As soon as Laban heard the news about Jacob, his sister's son, he ran to meet him and embraced him and kissed him and brought him into the house. Jacob told Laban all these things, and Laban said to him, "Surely you are my bone and my flesh." And he stayed with him a month. Matthew 10:26-42. "So have no fear of them, for nothing is covered that will not be revealed, or hidden that will not be known. What I tell you in the dark, say in the light, and what you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops. And do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? And not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your father. But even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, you are more value than many sparrows. So everyone who acknowledges me before men, I also will acknowledge before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I also will deny before my Father who is in heaven. Do not think that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and a person's enemies will be those of his own household. Whoever loves his father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Whoever receives you receives me, and whoever receives me receives him who sent me. The one who receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward, and the one who receives a righteous person because he is a righteous person will receive a righteous person's reward. And whoever gives one of these little ones even a cup of cold water because he is a disciple, truly, I say to you, he will by no means lose his reward." This is the word of the Lord in our readings for Tuesday, January 28th, 2020. Now, what we need to know is that these are all continuations of stories that we've already started, narratives that we've already started in the Bible, in particular, the Psalm from Psalm 18. If you remember, David's talking about how the Lord is his rock and his fortress, and how all these enemies rise up against him. And he says, "In my distress, I call upon the Lord. To my God, I cry for help. From his temple, he heard my voice, and my cry to him reached his ears." That's what verse 6 says. And then in verse 7, we see God's response in 7 and 15, and it is powerful. Verse 15 even says, "Then the channels of the sea were seen, and the foundations of the world were laid bare at your rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of your nostrils." God is there, just like David said God would be there. In Genesis 28, we get to see what happens to Jacob, which we'll get into that here in just a little bit. But then the Matthew 10:26 passage, it starts with the word "so," which is a conjunction. Conjunction, junction, what's your function? just a little Schoolhouse Rock there. Sorry about that, that I offended your ears by that. But this is a continuation of what Jesus just taught when he says, a disciple is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master. It is enough for a disciple to be like his teacher and a servant like his master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more will they malign those of his household? Bringing us to today with Matthew 26, that was 24 and 25, he says this, so have no fear of them, for nothing is covered that will not be revealed, or hidden that will not be known. Isn't that just a great promise? Especially when we couple this with Psalm 18. Because God is saying here that he hears us in Psalm 18. We learn that. And here he says, we have no need of fear, even though when the world comes against us, even though when persecution comes, we have no need of fear. In fact, he goes on verse 7 saying, 27 saying, proclaim what I teach to you, what you hear on housetops, and do not fear, it says in verse 28, those who can kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Don't fear the master of this world and his minions. Don't fear the people of this world. We should fear and have a reverence towards God and what God is capable of. And knowing this and having this fear allows us to be bold. It allows us to have courage. Knowing that God hears and that God responds to our anguishes, bringing us to the Jacob passages that we're reading from Genesis. This passage teaches us a wonderful blessing that God provides us, his people, as he reaffirms the covenant with Jacob. He reaffirms his covenant that he made with Abraham, that he made with Isaac, and now he's reaffirming it with Jacob. And he sees something similar to a stairway or a ladder, however you want to translate this, which signifies a connection between God and man. There is a connection, a direct link from Jacob to God, and there is a direct link of the Christian to God through Christ. There is this direct link. Now, there's a lot of misconceptions surrounding this passage, this ladder of blessing or something like that. And it is based on God's provision, but God's provision of salvation, God's provision of his presence. It's not a provision of blessings upon blessings as much as it is a provision of knowing that God is with us. There's two thoughts on this, two schools of thoughts on this over the issue of salvation. One group tries to reach heaven based upon their own actions, aside from God's help. Think of the people who tried to make the Tower of Babel. But the other group who sees this has access to heaven based upon the provision of God and only the provisions of God. As Christians, we see this dream of Jacob as highly symbolic, representing the mediator, Jesus Christ, who came to earth and became that ladder or stairway for us to reconnect the relationship with God, not so that we could have all this cool stuff, not so that we would have fast cars, large houses, which is how some people interpret this, and that is just a false interpretation, but that we could be with God even though the connection was originally severed by sin. We are justified through faith, and faith alone, as Romans 5, 1 through 2 says. And through this faith, we are connected through a mediator, Jesus. Jesus is our ladder, who came to the earth, who came for us, and is making a way and paving the way for us to eternity. Once again, these are our readings for Tuesday, January 28th, 2020. I hope you are enjoying just as much as I'm enjoying reading the Word together as a family of families. God bless you all, and talk with you again tomorrow. There's grace enough for us and the whole